foundation of the state house. So I wanted to address the Yud-Gimel Midos, which is the focus of the state house, and to understand what are the Yud-Gimel Midos, what are Tarte Mashma. First, when I say what are the Yud-Gimel Midos, it's not clear how to count what are, literally, what are the 13 Midos. Which Hashem, Hashem, Kerachom, Achanon, what are the 13? What's 1, 2, what is number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, that's number 13? We said to say the night. Okay, that's 13 Midos. Okay, that's from 13 Midos. So what are the 13 Midos? And more, along with that, what does each Mida mean? So when we said the Yud-Gimel Midos, the 13 attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should understand what we're saying. Okay, so I have basically here just three basic sources. One is the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, two is the Tosfos there, and three is basically, if you look in the Tosfos, there's also the Haggah, there's like a comment in the margin, but in the Pshut Bar Aitlan it doesn't appear. So I couldn't take it from there, but I found more or less the idea of being elaborated, being copied and a little elaborated on in Perish the Riva on the Chumash. So I took that as a source, and then he goes through each one of the 13 Midos, what does each attribute represent. Alright, so we'll start with the Gemara, and we'll actually go back a line before the Gemara, which is addressed to the Yud-Gimel Midos. Rava on Sanhedrin, I'm sorry, Rosh Hashanah, the Pizayin Omer Aleph, has the following comment. Kol ha-mavir al-midosav, anyone who's willing to, that we translate mavir al-midosav, is not a stickler with others, okay, that someone does something to him is willing to let things roll off his back, he's willing to, you know, forgive, let go. Anybody who he himself acts with others is not a stickler and is willing to be, you know, lenient and willing to move on with others. So mida, connected mida, Hashem will act with him in the same manner. Hashem won't be a stickler with him and will be willing to let go and move on with him as well. Shnemar nase avon v'alver al pesha. This is Pesukim from Yud-Gimel Midos, but the Pesukim in Micha, which are very similar. It says there in Micha, Nase Avon Va'Over Al Pesha. Rabbi Darshan says, Lemi Nase Avon, Lemi She'Over Al Pesha. Who does Hashem bear? Whose sin does Hashem bear? Those who are willing to move on, even those who acted against them. And this is a very, very important idea that we'll see in the Gemara in a second. We'll come back to it. It says that the Gemara continues then shortly after, Vayamar Hashem Panav Vayikra Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Imolei Mikra Chatzur, Yivshar Lo'omro. It says, Vayamar Hashem, where are the Yud-Gimel Midos? It's in Parshas Kitisa, where it says that Hashem called out this prayer service. Okay, some other places we find that Moshe said something like the tefillah for Miriam. Kelna Rafanala, that's Moshe's Lashon, the place Moshe davened. But here, the Yud-Gimel Midos are not a tefillah that Moshe composed, but rather this is a tefillah that Hashem himself taught Moshe. It says, Vayavor Hashem al panav, Vayikra Hashem Hashem kerachom achnun, which is understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself called out these 13 attributes, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan comments, if it weren't for the fact that Pasuk had said so explicitly, it would be almost impossible. Instead, it seems as if, in our metaphor, in a metaphoric language, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself wrapped himself in the palace like a shliach tzibur, like a chazan, and he demonstrated to Moshe the manner of tefillah. Amar lo, kos man shi Yisrael chotin, whenever Am Yisrael sin, ya'asu lefanai chaser hazeh, vanid mocher lahem. Let them do this prayer service. Hashem told us the nusach, now the secret formula, okay, the secret nusach of the Yud-Gimel Midos, which will turn midas din to midas rachamim, anyway, which will bring Hashem's mechila, and therefore Hashem taught Moshe this prayer service, and Moshe just recited what. So we are essentially reciting what Hashem himself called out, what Hashem himself taught us. And finally, of that line, the Gemara began with, by Moshe say Ya'asu lefanai kaseder hazeh. Why does it say Yomu lefanai? Why doesn't it say let him say in front of me, or Yitpalu lefanai, or some other language of talking? Why does it say they should do this way? But the Muslims are trying to say what it means is Ya'asu, let them act in such a way. For calling upon Hashem's Yud-Gimel Midos of Rachamim, let Am Yisrael Ya'asu lefanai, let them act in this way towards each other, okay, in matter of Rachamim, and then Ani Mochel Lahem. So part of the idea of the Yud-Gimel Midos is to come to understand the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu And in general, all year long, you're supposed to learn from the midos and to incorporate Hashem's midos into our actions, right? And therefore, the parayudim midos as well. There is an idea we should understand the midos and incorporate our dealings with Amal Chavero, and then midah keneged midah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act to us in that way. So the Gemara continues, Hashem, Hashem. What's the repetition? Why do we begin Hashem, Hashem twice? It says Hashem's name. Ani hu kodim sheyachata ha'adam. I am Hashem, this is the midas rachamim. Hashem, Hashem, in that name, the Yud Kei Vav Kei is a name as opposed to Elohim, which represents midas hadin. Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, is representative of midas harachamim, the attribute of mercy. So why does it say Hashem, Hashem? Both before a person sins, Vanila Hashiachata ha'adam, I said Shuvah, I continue to have mercy on the person, even after he sinned and did tshuva. Interesting, why would the person need rachamim before he sinned? Okay, so the Marasha says that the person, when man was created, Hashem was deliberating whether to create the world, not create the world, create man, not create world, and then the Mius HaDin said, like, not in the last. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, so Hashem joined together from the very beginning, the world was created with the combination of Midas HaDin and Midas HaRachamim. So even before anything sinned, there was already an element of Midas HaRachamim in the world. And Hashem continues, even after the person sins, Hashem continues to act with him, with Midas HaRachamim, to accept his tshuva. Amar B'Yochanan, Kerachum B'Chanun, Amar B'Yehuda, Brit Pruta Le'yud Gimel Midot, She'enan Chodrot Rekam. Okay, there's a covenant, you know, a guarantee, the Yud Gimel Midot, that they don't go unanswered. Shemar Hineh Anochi Koret Brit, right after Yud Gimel Midot, this is Hineh Anochi Koret Brit, and therefore this is a, you know, a foolproof kind of formula. All right, as we mentioned, this is Tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself composed, and Hashem tells us that when we do recite the Tefillah, and we ourselves try to incorporate these attributes, then we have a kind of guarantee that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept the Tefillah. Okay, how do we count the 13 midos? So, says the Tosfot, the Amar Rabbeinu Tam, the Shnei Shemot HaRishnim Hem Shnei Midot. Hashem, Hashem, are counted as midos 1 and 2. Because as we pointed out, the Gemara says, before a person sins and after a person sins are two elements of rachamim. And therefore, Ani Hashem kom shiachtal rachem alav, and I'm rachem alfa shiachtal yashuv. Okay, so therefore, Hashem, Hashem, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is counted as 2. The Rosh points out that would seem to be the common practice. As we all know, the Chazan says, "Vayavo Hashem al panah vayikra," and then everybody called out, "Hashem, Hashem, k'ar achum achanam." So it would seem that we begin seeing the two names of Hashem as part of the 13 midos, and therefore the common practice would seem to support this opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that Hashem, Hashem are counted as two of the Yud Gimel midos and represent two aspects of Midas HaRachamim. Before a person sins and after a person sins. And again, if we try to take in terms of dealing with people, it means we should always try to be kind to people. And even after a person has acted to us and done to us or didn't act to us, right? Someone did something bad to us, right? We should continue to, again, if we want to have this Yasu Lafanai and have this Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even after a person did something to us, we should nonetheless try to have the Midas HaRachamim towards him, and in that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well will respond to us in kind. Okay? That's okay. And then he says further, at the end we say, Nafei Avon, Vafesha, Vachata'a. He counts us as three separate Midas. Okay? Because the Gemara, we're familiar from the Gemara we have on Yom Kippur. We talk about Avon, Vafesha, Vachata'a. Avon is considered the sin of mazid, that a person did willingly, knowingly. Pesha is that a person did it not just willingly, but with a kind of a spite. Right? The first person can eat treif because whatever, it's cheap or whatever. He knows he's doing the wrong thing. Whatever, he has a big tie, and I'll let that, you know, that the shrimp is just, you know, absolutely delicious looking. Okay, and he ate and he knows it's wrong, but he, you know, whatever. And he goes, it doesn't care. Doesn't bother him, you know, whatever, like, you know. So you can have that's the worst. It's even worse. A person doesn't kind of have spite or a total lack of regard. That's worse. Pesha and chata is b'shogeg. Okay, the order is a little bit strange, but in any case, we'll deal. Maybe Yom Kippur will deal with that. But in any case, according to Rambam, no say avon, Vafesha Vachata accounted as three separate midos. That Hashem bears our sins, whether they are willing transgressions or they are even slight transgressions, or certainly transgressions that were done accidentally. Okay, and that's how he counts the that's how he counts them. So again, so according to Binatam, what are the midos? Hashem. Hashem from the very beginning asked with kindness. Hashem a second time, even after we sin. Kael, okay, which we'll see shortly, has an element of Hashem's strength, or also kind of an aspect of Mizrachim. Rachum, Hashem is merciful. V'chanun, okay, gracious. Erech Apayim, Hashem is, what's the good word for Erech Apayim? Is willing to wait. Slow to anger, gives people time, right? The person does a sin, Varav chesed, v'emet, Hashem is full of chesed and truth, yotzer chesed la'alafin, okay? Hashem, when a person does good, Hashem remembers it, not for him, but for his thousands of generations after, yotzer chesed la'alafin, nosei avon, afesha, v'chata'a, okay? Right? 10, 11, 12, Hashem bears the sins, whether done willingly, in spite, or those that are done accidentally, v'nakei, and Hashem, we stop there, v'nakei, and Hashem bears, clears away our sins. That's the 13 according to Rabbi Natan. Okay, Tosis mentions that the opinion, Tosis mentions, however, there is an opinion here, Umgiatz der Mil Tosis, okay, Umgiatz, smack up new word, Umgiatz Tarim der Rabbeinu Nisim. There is an opinion of a secret document of Rabbeinu Nissim, like the unprinted version. He says that the first Hashem is not one of the Yudgim Amidos, and he reads the pasuk Vayavor Hashem al Panav Vayikra Hashem colon. Okay, that's how Rabbeinu Nissim counts 13 Amidos. Okay, that Hashem called out, comma Hashem kerachom apan. Right, so he's missing one. Let's see, right? What does he do? He says, Notzer Chesed la'alafim is counted as two. First of all, Hashem Notzer Chesed, Hashem carries on it. And only that, la'alafim. Because we say that when it comes to sins, four generations. So for things that a person does something wrong, maximum if his children follow in his path, then Hashem will continue to carry on from the punishment from the father for four generations. If a person does something good, that will go on for 2,000 generations. That Amida Tova is 500 times as strong as Amida Afronis. So therefore, he counts the Notzer Chesed La'alafim as two Midas. Hashem is Notzer Chesed. Hashem remembers the good that we did for a few generations. God is to do it for four generations, but La'alafim for 2,000 generations. So Rabbeinu Nissim, he balances, takes a bit of time, and he has a slight difference that he counts the first Hashem as part of the narrative. Vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra Hashem. Right, and then goes on everything else, and just breaks down to make up extra one. Notzer Chesed La'alafim is broken into two. As you mentioned, the Rosh points out that our common practice that the Chazan says Vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra colon, and we all start saying Hashem Hashem, goes in accordance with Rabbeinu Tam, not with Rabbeinu Nissim. I saw quoted in the name of the Ari that he mentions that both Hashem Hashems are neither of them are included in the Yudgim Midos. Okay, and he begins to care of he breaks up somewhat differently. Okay, and the difference is that I saw that the Rabbi Yosef, right, that there are some who suggested that when you have the Yudgim Midos, as you say them, you should be 1, 2, 3, 4, counting it off with your fingers. Okay, so it's not a good idea to do it, right, because you're getting yourself into hot water here. You know, you're counting like, you're going to count like, you know, where do you start counting? You're going to start counting like Rabbi Natan, start counting like Rabbi Nisim from the first Hashem. You want to start counting like Rabbi Nisim from the second Hashem. You want to go like Ari and then count either just stuff from Kerov. You better not count with your fingers, just say them, whatever it's supposed to mean, and let it be. Hashem will take it in whatever way is a proper way to take it. Okay, but as I said, the common practice, as the Rosh points out, seems to support from the fact that we begin the Sibur after the Yigil Midos, after the Rosh HaMekra, seems to be with the Ben Tam, and we'll keep that as the kind of the Ikra Perush, and be aware that there are others who count it differently. Okay, all right, So let's move on to the Riva, elaborate a little bit on the way of counting, and a little bit explaining more the different yogiyo meters. Okay, so we're not going to read everything inside. You're welcome to read along as I talk, but we will go through everything inside. So he goes, first of all, the Riva by Hashem, Hashem Karel Chomach. When he goes over what we mentioned in terms of Rabbeinu Tam, counting the two, Hashem is two different kinds of midos. I think quote a psikta, a medrash, which seems to support that, because it's a pasuk, Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem, Vahashem Shechani. Right, so Tzion is complaining that I was abandoned by the two Hashems, right? Yeah. The two the Mida of Hashem, the two Midos of Hashem. Vayom Tzion Azavani Hashem, Vahashem Shechani. Hashem and Hashem. Now, this is only, of course, one is Hashem. Okay, but in the meantime, we're talking about the Midas HaRachamim of Hashem Hashem. Right, the midrash that may otan bet midot azavuni, the two midos of Rachamim of Hashem Hashem are abandoned, have left me, and this again seems to support Rabbeinu Tam to count Hashem Hashem as two different midos. Nonetheless, he mentions that again it's questionable because even though they're two different, maybe two aspects of Rachamim. But ultimately, it's all the, I mean, it is. It's, yeah, before and after, the two different shades of Hashem, but it's all the same basic Hashem Rachamim. Therefore, the those who misunderstand that, even if you count them both, even if they're all part of the Rachamim, but don't count them as two different of the 13, because the same basic idea, okay, yeah, it's a slightly different shade, but one before, one after, but we should not necessarily count them as two different ones. And as he concludes, since after all, It's Hashem's midah of mercy, his master of everything, and therefore he has mercy on them. Then perhaps we should count them as one because it's similar, it's very, very similar. Okay, so either way, but we have this idea that there are two aspects of Hashem's mercy before sin and after sin, according to many, the first one is counted as two, some counted as one. Okay, Kael. It says, Kael is midat hafozek. Right? Kael represents Hashem's power. Okay, kibiyad chazaka lechim mazon nakol. Okay, that part of Hashem's power is how does why that a midah of rachamim. Parnasa is not always such an easy thing. To provide parnasa to people, to the whole world, the billions of people that Kadosh Baruch Hu has to feed. Okay, that's not an easy job. Okay, so when Kadosh Baruch Hu provides sustenance and provides parnasa and people have what to eat, so therefore that is a midah of rachamim. That Hashem has the power to provide food to people. Okay, I'll explain that a kel also, unlike Elohim, it seems like a short form of Elohim, but to me it's Rachamim, we find keli kilama zaptani. Why would one turn to me as Adin and say keli kilama zaptani? So the fact that Esther was turning to, said keli, turns to Hashem as keli, keli indicates that it's also a kind of when some form of midas Rachamim. In the main case, the idea of Kael is Hashem's power, His power and His mercy, His power sustaining people. Rachum, okay, it's a little bit hard to understand, it doesn't really explain so much. How is Rachum different? We talked about Hashem being a Midas Rachum earlier. So how is Rachum different than the Midas HaRachum that we spoke about earlier? It's directly saying, Hashem, you are compassionate. Okay, so I think that it doesn't really explain so much, and I'm not 100% for myself, but I think the basic idea that Hashem is still basically His name, okay, which entails within it an aspect of Rachamim, but one of Hashem's kinuyim, one of Hashem's nicknames, is directly that of compassionate, which reflects directly this aspect. It was counted as a separate midah. V'chanun, okay, what is chanun? So it explains here that Rachum, he says, is be'et sarach. So that he says, I'm sorry, chanun is even at the time of trouble, meaning that Hashem is compassionate before trouble comes, okay, that to prevent people shouldn't get into trouble. Okay, Hashem looks over people, like you have a parent looking over a child, make sure they shouldn't fall, okay, that they have a toddler, the parent is shadowing behind him so that he shouldn't fall and get hurt. Sometimes you let him go, but so he has to learn, but in general you sort of shadow behind him to make sure that he shouldn't fall and so get injured. In a serious relationship. But then you also have a situation where after someone is in a situation of trouble, he calls out and seeks for help. And that, she says, that's the idea of kanun. Kanun is helping, having compassion in the time of trouble. Right? Because the pasuk kanon yachnacha l'kol zakecha. Yeah, kanon is the mercy which is generated for a person's crying out. Sometimes the person's not necessarily deserving of it. Right? It says that if a person an idea of taking a collateral from someone, vayakir tzakelai, he calls out to me, v'shamati ki chanun ani. That whenever a person cries out, even if it's not really justified, look, you borrowed the money, you have to take it, look, that old. But a person cries out, and after that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a whole, it's hard like as a parent, a person, a kid's crying, right? If he's crying, or sometimes he puts on temper tantrum because he's trying to get what he really shouldn't be getting. Not such a great idea to listen to him. Okay, but sometimes the child is crying because he genuinely wants something. And sometimes, even if we don't think it's a great idea, but if we see that he genuinely wants it, and constantly resolves, well, okay, so we will take into account the calling that he's doing, and therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. When we call out to him, even if we're not necessarily deserving of it, Hashem will have to give us a chanun, also contains with the day of a matan chinam, of a something, a free gift that we're not deserving of. When we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays particular attention to our crying out to him. Okay? So we can turn the page over.
Amen.
Erech HaPaim, Hashem is slow to anger. That tzaddikim v'la rishayim. Gemara comments that Erech HaPaim, Hashem is slow to anger, not only to the righteous, but even to those of the rishayim. Hashem is slow to anger. Shehem bet midos. Okay, he's going to the shita, so he points out that he holds that even though Hashem is part of the yigil midos, we count them only as one. So he's missing one, so he breaks Erech HaPaim into two. That the fact that Hashem is slow to anger both to the righteous people and also to those who are really not, those who are sinners, those who are Rishayim, and unless Hashem is compassionate and Hashem is slow to anger about them, it's counted again as two midah. It's a midah tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect judgment, doesn't punish quickly, gives them a chance to slow to anger, give people a chance to have tshuva. Okay, again, it's something we should also learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A lot of times people do things that anger us, whether it be, it could be spouses, it could be children, it could be at work, it could be neighbors, it could be people we don't know, it could be the guy who cut us off, you know, drove in front of us and almost got into an accident. Okay, so we have to drive safely, that's for sure. But sometimes instead of beeping him, okay, we have to, a little bit of Erech HaPaim, not just the tzaddikim, even to Rishayim. We have to learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask that our Arichas HaPaim to not be slow to anger and to try to work on controlling our anger as much as possible. Rav Chesed Be'emet, that's account of this too. Hashem is full of Chesed, and Hashem is also Emet, Hashem is truthful. Okay, what does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to act in a manner of truth, with truth and justice. And he sees that the justice is going to be hard for the world to continue, so he reverts to the midah of chesed, and sometimes gives us even more than that deserving of. Those who can get through merit, that's the merit, whoever can get through merit, Hashem asks him, emet, gives him the true, gives him the good that a person does mitzvah, a person worthy of zviyot. So Hashem gives him, Hashem is reliable to give people what they deserve, and even the people unfortunately are acting in ways that they're not deserving of much, or deserving of something not good. Hashem acts with them towards chesed. This is the idea of Barav Chesed V'Emet. Hashem is full of chesed to give good to those who deserve it, and to those who might not be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with them in the midah of chesed. And again, we can learn the point of chesed of helping others, whether they necessarily deserve it or those even if they don't deserve it. But we can as well learn the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to act with this Barav Chesed V'Emet. Natzer chesed la'alafim, as we mentioned earlier, that for the good that a person does, Hashem continues and retains it for future generations, even la'alafim, right, for thousands of generations. That person, you think about this idea, that you do a mitzvah now, okay, for you and your grandchildren and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren and your great-great-great-grandchildren, and I start saying 2,000 times, it'll be, your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great, 2,000 generations down the line, they have the skills of your merit, and just think of how much each mitzvah, each good deed that each of us does, how much this can be a tremendous force for our future generations. Nosei chesed alafim, Hashem retains the chesed for thousands of generations. Nosei avon b'fesha b'hat'ah, Hashem bears sins of all kinds, that we pointed out earlier, sins of avonot, that a person does willingly, knowingly, pesha, even if it's done despite a lack of regard for the Kodesh Baruch Hu, of hat'ah, and those that are done unintentionally, Hashem is willing to bear them all. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah elsewhere, the whole discussion exactly how does it work. You have the scale. You have the sins and the sins and the mitzvahs on two different sides. You know, one's up and down. There are two ways of making this. Two ways of making the kriyos critical. Either you can lift up the sins, and by lifting up the sins, by definition, the scale tilts. Once the kind of weight is taken off of the sins, then the schuyos will weigh down, okay? The schuyos will come down and be mafia the kaf, or you can press down on the schuyos, and then again, that will, that's two ways of tilting the scale towards the schuyos. I'm going to ask the question what that means metaphorically. So I want to talk about two ways of Kodesh Baruch Hu bring mafia the kaf chesed, either by raising the sins, letting the schuyos then be the heavier side, or pushing down on the schuyos, making them the heavier way. In either case, Hashem bears our sin. Venakei lo yenakei, which again is the final case, last midah, Shabbat Ofel. Venakei lo yenakei, we count as even though the Hashem Shad Hashem doesn't really clear it completely, that he gives the Pashup Shah means Hashem won't clear away sins of punishment completely, we'll do it little by little, giving a chance for a person to sin. But we end the Yugi Omidu, counting Venakei, sort of break it into, read the Pashup Shah Venakei, Hashem clears away. Then even when a person can't be completely clear, but Hashem does it little by little. If the children continue the sinful path of their fathers, then it does, Hashem does retain it for a short time. But that we don't count as part of the Yigil Milos. But in any case, I just wanted to, as we say the Yigil Milos tonight, and on your Yom Kippur, and on throughout the Sichus period, or those who are Mishachsar, that's almost all of us in Yom Kippur, right? You said the Yigil Milos on a daily basis, so we should be aware of our counting them, that this is a tefillah composed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, authored by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, to describe the Midos, which he says we have a guarantee that this tefillah, when we say it properly, and if we act in that way, is not Hosea Rekam. According to many authorities, we count the Yugimus from Hashem, Hashem. Many count them as two. Okay, some do count them only as one, but many count them as two aspects of Midos Rachamim. Hashem, Hashem, Kerachum v'Chanun. Hashem is compassionate. Hashem has power and provides, sustains everybody. Hashem is compassionate, merciful. Chanun, give on that slate, deserving. Hashem is slow to anger, devote the righteous and those who are not righteous. Hashem retains truthfulness to anyone who is deserving, and even those who are not deserving. The good that we do continue on for generations, even for thousand generations. Hashem bears all kinds of sins of ours, whether intentional or even despite, and certainly those that are done unintentionally. And then Hashem clears away our sins. That's how we should be zocha to act in this way, to incorporate in our own lives these mitzvot Kodesh Baruch Hu, and to recite these mitzvot Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you should act us in accordance.
I just wanted to say